स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रूम जिम सुन रहे हैं। अब गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बात दोपहर के 2 बज चुके हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नज़रों में अटकेंगी,
खटकेंगी
और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि बाहर का मौसम आज तो अच्छा है,
आज अच्छा है,
कल भी अच्छा रहेगा, लेकिन परसों बरसात होगी।
Oh man, Sushma ji, are you the weather forecaster now?
That's right. I love telling the weather. Basically because, you know, we do need that rain, Nafisa.
I know. I have a feeling that we're going to be stuck with this watering conditions, like watering the grass.
Yes.
My husband thinks we should just put, he thinks we should just put the artificial grass now.
Really?
Our grass died last year because you were only allowed once a week on a certain day. And I think we actually accidentally forgot and did another day and we got a fine.
Did you?
Yes,
we did. You got a fine.
$140 ticket.
How did they know that you did, had...
Was so it's funny. They actually send people to your home.
Yeah.
And I think they actually came for a neighbor.
Yeah.
Because he runs the water 7 days a week.
Does he really?
Yes.
Yes.
We run it only once a week. But we made a mistake. It was supposed to be an odd whatever day. And we did it on an even day.
I see.
Something like that. But they come and they... You can see them on our camera. They touch... They saw the wetness in the cement. They come and touch it. They touch the grass. And they wrote a ticket and put it on our door.
Oh, my God. And you paid it.
We have to pay it. We were in violation.
How many violations do you go through?
Sushmaji, I don't get speeding tickets. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Because, you know, now
I might. Never know. Going today.
Yeah.
I told Sushma and I got a speeding ticket. I've gotten speeding tickets and I've gotten tickets for not stopping at a stop sign.
But then, you know, when you pull down the thing, you give your driver's license and you should say, but I'm Sushma from Spice Radio, officer.
That doesn't work. It didn't work the very first time. I'll tell you. Did I tell you the story of...
No.
It was Nimi and I were coming from Surrey back to the office. And we had spent some extra time in Surrey eating and all that and talking to people. So we had to be back to the studio before 2 o'clock. And it's like 1:15 or 1:30.
Yeah.
And I am on 80th Avenue. Yes, 80th. Yeah. And passing through Delta, okay? So now the Delta Police Department is right there. And so we go by it quite fast because there was a school there as well. And woo, woo, woo.
Oh, man.
So they stopped me. So I got, I stopped and Nimi said, oh. And the woman comes up and she says, give me your driver's license. And I gave her everything. And I said, I'm so sorry. Do you know how fast you were going? And I said, yes, I was a little fast. And I'm so sorry. But so Nimi pipes up and says it in Punjabi. Tell her that we've got to get to the station. She looked at her and she looked at me. What is she saying? I said, don't worry. I said to Nimi, don't worry. I have to talk to her. She said, what did she say? I said, she said that we have to hurry up because we've got to get back to the station to be on air.
And
so she said, So she goes away, she does all her things, she comes back after 10 minutes and she gives me a ticket. It's a warning.
Oh.
That was so sweet of her. And she said, please do not, you went through the school zone, you went through this, and you know, just because, you know, you've told me the truth, I'm giving you a warning. So I said, I looked at her name and I said, what's your name? And I would like to thank you on air. What radio station is this? 1200 AM. And my show is called Gup Shup, like chit chat.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice. But the other one that I got just about 4 or 5 months ago, that was not stopping at a 4-way stop. I came, there was no cars, nothing, no cars, right, left, center. I just rolled and rolled in.
So Sushma ji, you're this fiery little sparky woman.
terrible. The guy was like, you know, there's a school here. What if you know, these kids were out? I said, there was no car, but I am in the wrong. So he said, show me your driver's license. And I had my driver's license, but no insurance. The insurance papers were not in the car.
Yes.
It was with my account, my insurance agent.
Oh, darn. And now they send you by email.
Yes, that's right.
And so if you forget to print them, you're
done. I didn't print them.
You can show them on your phone. You get saved a little bit.
I did not. I got, so I gave the bill to Anita Dalakoti to pay, but I paid it. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you. So, you know, the first 10 minutes is just chit-chat with the people who come in.
We're getting warm. Yeah,
we're just warming up. So I got a call from a listener the other day.
Okay.
Saying, I listen to Gup Shup all the time. I said, do you like it? Yes, I just love the banter that you have with your guests. So the first 10 minutes is the best. So I have to keep up with that now.
Ah,
the first 10 minutes has got to be the best. So I wanted to talk to you about many things, out of which the most important one is measles. So I want to take a break and then come back and talk about that.
All right.
The other thing that I want to talk to you about is this weather that is changing constantly.
I know.
And either people cannot go out. I was talking to Dr. Burji and he said, now all the big pundits are saying that if you want to keep yourself healthy, instead of doing a half an hour and regimented because you're not going to be able to work out for half an hour, do 4 or 5 minutes where you sweat every day. That's it.
I do agree with that.
Isn't that just fantastic?
Yeah. You just do small amounts, whatever you can do well.
Yeah. That's
where you get your heart rate up, you get everything up, right? That's the whole idea.
I can get, you know, heart rate up and sweaty by screaming at my staff. That doesn't take that long.
No. I don't think he meant that way.
No. I had to work out, eh?
Yes. Okay. You know, sweat up for like 5-10 minutes is easier for people.
I see. So I have this young woman who's just joined us, and she used to work in a hospital. So then she tells me if my arm is hurting, that I have to do this while sitting.
And you know, Sushmaji, you could get like a 1 and 2 pound weight.
Yes.
And you could just do that. I can see you doing it.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a short break. And guys, Nafisa is in the studio today. If you have any concerns, if your children have just suddenly come up with measles, that is the topic today. And we're going to talk about measles. Ek zamane mein, bachon ko 6 mahine mein hi measles ka shot lag jata tha. And others, 6-7 other shots, right?
Yeah.
Chicken pox, this and that,
tetanus,
you know,
and tetanus, everything,
etc., etc. Why are parents getting their knickers in a twist when, you know, they don't want their children to have the shots? I want to talk about that as well. So those are some of the topics. And if you want to pipe in, please do so at 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863. Spice Radio, Radio Ranjan Sundriyap. Nafisa mere liye aaj hamare saath hain, Nazis Pharmacy ke saath hain. Your Fraser Street branch is doing really well.
Yes.
So I understand that people who live on Main Street and they used to go to the Main Street branch, come to Fraser Street.
Yeah, I actually had to work yesterday and it was nice. It was nice to see most of the customers there.
Oh, lovely.
It was a good feeling, you know, to be able to see all my patients that I've looked after for so many years.
And you know what? I always believe that, my mother used to say this, that a pharmacist is aadha doctor. Now you guys are almost like doctors. You can
now that we have some more powers, you know, we can do minor ailment prescribing.
That's right.
We can help you with your vaccines.
Yes.
We can do a little bit more than we did 10 years ago.
Yeah,
so
that's true. So let's talk about measles. Measles ko Bharat mein alag-alag uske naam hai. I don't remember all the names, but measles are like chicken pox?
Similar.
Okay.
So, like, we're concerned because actually measles at one point was eradicated.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what measles, what the symptoms are.
Okay.
Because I think it's important that, especially with spring break coming, parents know. And in Canada, measles vaccine is given when a child is young, so after 6 months. And the second one is given between ages of 4 and 12.
Okay.
Now, I think one of the big problems is we have had the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have received the first one may not have received the second one.
Mm.
And because there was a pandemic, the newborn, usually the health unit would look after that particular vaccine,
mm-hmm.
may not have received the primary.
Mm-hmm.
So those parents that have children that have, you know, been born during the pandemic, make sure the measles is updated.
Okay.
Because measles is actually quite dangerous. It's serious, especially for babies and young children.
Okay.
Measles, the symptoms appear 7 to 10 days after contact.
Really?
Yes. And then typically what you will see is high fever, a cough, runny nose, and watery eyes.
So it's almost like you've got flu or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but except there'll be a rash that appears 3 to 5 days after the first symptom.
Ah.
And here's some of the things that is very characteristics of measles.
Hmm.
One is called coplic spots.
Hmm.
It's tiny white spots that come in the inside of your mouth.
Which are like they're like ulcers.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they're just white and yeah. they're inside the mouth.
Oh, my God. So they hurt a lot.
They hurt a lot. So if you have a child and you start to see that, that's a good indicator that your child has measles.
Mm.
So 3 to 5 days after, the measles rash begins, right?
Mm.
The measles rash is flat, the spots, so they're not raised. Because in chickenpox, they're raised.
Yeah.
And they appear on the face at the hairline and spread downwards towards the neck, the trunk, then the legs and the feet.
Mm.
Now, small raised bump may also appear on top of the flared red ones.
Oh. Because
it gets really, you know, you get itchy and stuff. And they may become joined together, like, you know, one red spot.
Oh, might, like, becoming joined, like, yeah. bigger and sort of all...
And actually may spread from head to the rest of your body. Like,
oh my
that's
God.
How it does. And when the rash appears, a person's fever usually will go up, usually more than 104 Fahrenheit.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why it's very important. Like, measles is actually dangerous, like I said. There's lots of complications of measles. So it's supposed to be important that people have had their children vaccinated against measles.
Mm.
So about 1 in 5 people who get measles are hospitalized.
Holy
mackerel. And 1 in 20 get pneumonia they have measles. And it is one of the most common causes of death from measles.
Nafisa, is it only children get it, or older people will get it as well?
Older people will get it as well, but it is extremely dangerous for the younger children, especially less than 5. It's also very dangerous for pregnant women.
Okay.
And people that have an immunocompromised system, such as if they have leukemia or if they have HIV. So immunocompromised people are also very much at risk.
Now, you mentioned that because, you know, it starts with little children. Children, we give vaccination to them at the age of 6 months and after.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the second dose should be done between 4 and 12.
12, yes.
Yeah. So if they haven't had the second dose, do you think this is spreading through schools then too?
Yes, because, I mean, you know, even now, like, what's happening is we've had reported cases.
Mm.
Last year, I think we had zero.
Mm.
This year, we see reported the case.
Mm.
But across Canada, from 12 cases last year, we're at 23 cases this year.
Oh, already double.
Doubled. And what they're worried about, and I think people that heard Bonnie Henry on the news earlier this week, is spring break is coming.
Yes.
And that's pretty worrisome.
Yes. So the spring break, I think, starts on the 18th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Or the 25th.
Yeah, so the last day will be like the 15th, right?
15th, yeah.
And then they'll be on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, the scary part is they're saying that if you're traveling and if your child is not vaccinated, you're also going to places where there are other people not vaccinated. And actually in Europe, the measles spread much faster.
Mm.
Because Europe had a lower vaccination rate.
Oh, really?
My God. They're saying that you should get vaccinated if you're intending to travel.
So people who've already had their, tickets bought and they're going to be leaving maybe on the 15th or 16th, 17th. So how long what is the side effect of having a measles vaccine?
The side effect, Sushmaji, is like other vaccines, that sore arm, maybe a little bit of tiredness the day you get
and
it.
And fever.
And a little bit of a fever, yeah. So, but the thing is that measles itself, I mean, you don't want your child to get pneumonia or encephalitis. No. Those are really bad things. We had actually many calls yesterday from healthy people, like adults, who are planning to travel.
Mm.
So what has always been the thing is anybody that's born before 1970, they are supposed to be considered immunized because either they had immunization or B, they've had an infection. It's assumed, right? But now we're seeing a lot more immigrants also coming.
Mm.
And every country has a different system of vaccination.
Well, you know, in Africa, we had very strong and very rigid system, right?
Yeah.
Where we all had our, the kids were all vaccinated. We,
Did they used to do it in school then?
Or? No, they did it just as the child was born, before going to school. They had all their measles, smallpox, tetanus, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and so, at that time, everybody got them. They didn't have a choice.
No, and you get all those marks.
Yes, I have one.
Yeah, you have, me
that's
too.
I think that's the chicken pox one, right?
That's right, yeah. And it spreads out like that.
Yeah, it's like a round little thing. It's a big mark.
Yes, that's right. And majority of the Indians who lived in Africa had that.
Yes.
Having said that, I don't think, like, we have it over here, very strict. Everybody has to have their, you know.
Well, you know, here there's a lot of, I think majority of people are vaccinated.
Yes.
But we also, you know, we talked about COVID and anti-vaxxers,
yes.
But we have anti-vaxxers for all vaccines, okay? So we just assume sometimes that it's COVID, but actually all the childhood immunizations.
Yes.
There are certain parents that think that there's a product, there's a preservative, thimerosal, in the vaccines that is used as a preservative.
Yes.
They feel that that causes their child to have autism.
Oh, okay.
It's not true. It's false.
Yeah,
I
see.
That's what they believe. And
right.
So there are a lot of Canadians that have not given certain immunizations to their children.
Wow.
So if their child, one could be just the fact that we had COVID and there was no time.
Yes.
So that's an easy fix.
Yes.
Go to the health unit. If your child is over four,
yes.
Then go to a pharmacy. And actually, they're in the process of putting together a list of pharmacies that will be carrying the publicly funded measles vaccine.
Okay.
So it is free.
Okay. Right. Would your pharmacy be one of them?
Yes.
Okay. So
we actually picked up the vaccine today for Fraser Street.
We'll
be picking up for the Surrey stores as well.
So those of you who are listening to the program and have little kids and need to have vaccine, just contact Naz's Pharmacy on Fraser Street or in Surrey at 72nd and 128th.
Yes.
And
if you're unsure, call the health unit. Our health units have our children's records, right? Like, if I can't find the record for my kids' vaccines when they were younger, when the doctors used to give vaccines, they were always sent a copy to the health unit because the health unit always wants to know
who is vaccinated,
how many people are vaccinated and who. So there's always records of vaccinations.
I think measles, like chickenpox, has been a worry for many, many parents.
Yes.
I think our parents were very diligent and got all of us, you know, vaccinated. So we didn't get any of those childhood diseases at all.
Yeah, no, because our parents were diligent. And also, I think we used to do what we were told to do. Now, there are so many platforms like TikTok and all these platforms that tell you otherwise. And so people get all kinds of mixed messages.
You know, and that's going to be a program that I will really enjoy talking about. And that is social media, how social media on one hand has been a boon for many people. It has been a pain for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, distress for many people.
Yeah.
Lives.
Social media, think about the new law they passed, right?
Yeah.
To protect our children. But yet, our children also learn from social media.
That's true.
Right? Like they learn, okay, this is how you do this. This is how you make this.
Yes.
So there's a benefit to social media, for sure.
But there is all this, you know. not desirable stuff that comes out of social media. And I think majority of the people that are anxious in today's day and age is because they go on social media and they feel so helpless that they don't have anything. Okay, yeah, that brings me to this helpless, okay? Yeah, another topic, which I think the staff has been talking about it in the morning and the afternoon beat. You know, the India's and the world's richest man now, Mukesh Ambani's son got married.
Oh, okay.
His third son, who's like a little, you know.
Okay.
And 3 days pre-wedding event. And he has spent like billions of dollars, not rupees, dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a place in Gujarat called Jamnagar. And that's where his parents are from, Mukesh Ambani's, I understand. And he has transported that entire airport into an international airport and has hired like 2,000 cars that were driving these mega people coming into Jamnagar, people like Pichai from Google or Microsoft, Bill Gates and all this, and, you know, Meta ka, Zuckerberg and people like that. They were all at the wedding.
They were. Wow.
They were all at the wedding. Which is fine. Okay, tumhare paas bahut paisa hai, zarur karo. Bachon ke liye, kamate kiske liye, taki aap kare, kharch kare. Kare, zarur kare.
Yeah.
Dil khol ke kharch kare. But you know, the thing that, nothing bothered me. The only thing that bothered me that they are so hung up on Bollywood film industry and songs that the husband and wife had to perform a segment. And it was called Pyar Hua, Ikrar Hua. You know, they're both singing and dancing to that. And I was in splits and I thought, what a stupid thing to do.
I want to watch that.
It'd be funny. That's what I do at nighttime when I don't have anything else to do.
That is hilarious.
That's stupid. It's far from being hilarious. That it was so bad.
And then I stand corrected.
Sorry. I'm going to take a short commercial break and compose myself so that we can talk about other important things and not Mukesh Ambani's son getting married and pre-wedding paraphernalia. Spice Radio, Radio Rum Jhum Sun Rahe Hain, Gup Shup Ka program hai. And now we have seen a very video, and I think we don't want to talk about that. But
we just had laughter.
Yes, we did. Okay, so Nafisa, 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. If people want to ask Nafisa any questions about the measles outbreak that Canadian government and health department is really worried about. So, अगर आप अपने आप आने वाले कुछ दिनों में spring break में कहीं बाहर जा रहे हैं,
absolutely,
get your injections.
Yeah, they have to go and get their injections. Mm. And there's an exposure in Richmond, around ICBC Center and around the airport area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a public advisory that if they were exposed, this person had measles, so to go and get a measles vaccine.
So if you live in the Richmond area
and you were in that area,
to wo area ek baar phir se bataiye zara.
So if it was the ICBC area and the airport area.
Oh, okay.
Those were the exposure sites where a person that had measles was there.
Seen there. Yeah. And so if anybody has
been in contact, they're asked to go get their vaccine.
We've got a caller on the line, so let's just see what they have to ask. Line 4, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you very much. Sushma ji, it was very quick to get Nafisa. Very good, thank you.
Okay,
I have a question.
Yes.
That new vaccine, is coming announced on radio, HPV.
Oh, the HPV vaccine? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that vaccine is for all ages or certain people can get it?
Only certain people. That is more for the younger group. That is a vaccine that's for the cervical cancer. So it's the certain groups of people and it's mostly in the younger category.
Okay, and one more thing. Measles vaccine is for everybody?
Measles vaccine. Do you remember getting yours?
When you were a kid?
When I was young, maybe in when my childhood was.
Do you think that you were exposed to it?
No.
No? Okay. So the recommendation is now that if anybody before 1970 is considered...
Born before 1970.
Born before 1970, which is also includes me, is considered sort of exposed and so has natural immunity. But now, as of yesterday, they're saying that if you're going to be traveling and you can't remember, then it's best to get your measles vaccine, especially if you're traveling.
If you're traveling, okay.
Okay.
And what important airport area and, you know, Richmond close to airport?
So it was Vancouver Airport Hotel and ICBC Center on number 3 Road.
Okay.
Okay, so that was at 7188 Westminster Highway between February 24th and March 2nd. Mm-hmm. And one at number 3 Road, ICBC Center, Lansdowne Shopping Center, between February 26th, between 9 and 1. So if there were any people that were there, they had a potential exposure to measles.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. All
right. You're welcome,
Jean. Thank you very much. Bye.
604-280-1200, 604-299-8863 is our telephone number. If you've got any questions, Nafisa is here till 3 o'clock and she'll answer them. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, of course, at spring break, people do want to take their children out because we've been in a sort of uncertain weather.
Yes, we
right?
have.
Yeah. Are you planning to go anywhere?
Sushmaji, I always plan to go somewhere. I love to travel.
So, needless to ask, Nafisa will be out of town as well. Should everybody... When they're going out, there used to be a time that they had to take medication or a shot so that they didn't get diarrhea or something like
Yes, so that's still happening.
That's still happening.
That happens.
Okay.
It's amazing what people do for travel, right?
I know.
So it's really important that people are traveling. Hep A, Hep B.
Hep A, Hep B. Okay.
Those two, if they've got it, like if they get their 3 shots and 2 shots, whatever, whichever regimen they did.
Yeah.
The set for life.
Okay.
Right?
So once you've had them, that's it.
That's it. The only one you have to get every few years is the typhoid.
Typhoid one. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we've got another caller on the line.
Sure.
And line 4, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, G. Fine. Thank you. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Hi.
Yes. I have a question that the dates you said on that date, every day I was at the airport. Because I'm a cab driver, so I was always there. So do I need to get the shot too?
They're saying monitor your symptoms. Did you feel anything?
Nothing.
Nothing? They are recommending that you, if you don't feel that you've had the vaccine, then it would be something for you to consider.
Because I was born on 1976. So.
Oh, after 70? So if you're born after 1970... And you don't remember getting the vaccine.
I do have that mark on my shoulder.
That one is the chickenpox one.
Okay, okay.
That's what me and Sushmaji were talking about.
Yeah. That's probably chickenpox ke liye.
Yeah.
But if you don't remember, can you ask your parents whether you got... I want to find out what is measles called.
I don't have parents, so I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know what it is called. I think it's also Punjabi mein khasra bhi kehnde gaya. Khasra, right? Do you remember the word khasra?
I will remember the word, but I don't know if I've got there or anything.
Yeah, the thing is ki jithe tusi kise nu hath lagaya ya you've come in contact with those people, right? Then you should be a little worried because
I think you should try to get vaccinated,
I have not touched anybody, but I did touch their luggage to put in the car. Yeah.
So just so you know, it's an airborne disease. You don't have to touch anyone.
Oh, it's airborne.
Yeah.
Okay. What if you have carried those people in your car? You better go and get...
What's the side effects of that thing? Like,
So you'll notice a rash within about 5 to 7 days. You might get a fever, a cough, runny nose. You might get that red
my
eye.
Now it's scaring me. Okay. I will take care of that.
Yeah, so just remember, I don't think it's a bad idea for you to get your vaccine if you don't remember getting it.
There's nothing wrong in getting a vaccine, right?
Yeah.
There's no side effects?
No.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you. Take care.
So, Sushmaji, you know, I always assumed, in 1970, right? So it was assumed that I am...
Yeah.
I'm born before 1970. Right. I'm giving away my age, but that's fine.
Yeah, I've given away my age many times.
However, when I was pregnant with my son, one of the things they do is because pregnant women are really high risk, they actually do like a test to see how much of antibodies you have against MMR, like measles, mumps, rubella.
Measles, mumps, rubella. Okay.
And it was realized at that point that I actually had no immunity.
Oh, really?
Yes. So they told me not to go near anybody that would have any of those things and to be careful around little kids because those are the ones that would carry it. But then as soon as my son was born, the first thing the physician did was actually give me the vaccine because he wanted me to be protected.
Right.
Because apparently I wasn't.
Oh, my God. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Although you were born before...
I was, and it's, you, they still, it says clearly that if you're born, it's assumed you had measles, right? So you have immunity.
So measles at one point was like COVID, was rampant?
Rampant. And it was affecting kids, especially young kids, right? Mm. They either died of pneumonia or they died of encephalopathy, right? It tends to affect people up to age 20 way more than the older population.
You just used a very big word, and I wanted to ask you, when you become a pharmacist or a doctor, you have to remember these silly words. How do you remember them all? Do you have to look at the spelling and then remember the spelling? Are you a visual visual retainer or are you an audio retainer?
I'm a visual retainer.
Yeah, same here. If I see the word, I'll remember it.
Yes, yeah. Audio doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I can't listen to a lecture.
Right.
If I'm listening to a lecture just to sort of review, I have to write it down because I learn by writing it. It's funny how we all learn differently.
See, my brain is thinking about different things all the time.
So, Sushmaji, you're actually a very, very, very smart woman.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
I think you're pretty brilliant.
You should come to the program all the time and boost my morale to no end. Nafisa, I was also wondering, you know, with this holiday season coming up, let's just talk about a few things that people should be concerned about. People who are going to go on holidays with their children, people who are going to stay here with their children, what all should they be concerned about health-wise? What should they be doing? Weather is changing every day. All these older people cannot go out anywhere, right?
Yeah, I know.
I think this particular weekend, and I was looking at the long-range weather forecast, it's not going to be any times, you know, nice weather. It's going to be barsaat, kabhi baraf. I mean, what about the baraf that fell day before yesterday?
All of a sudden, yeah, I know. Anna?
That can happen again.
I know. I actually worked, right? Why? Because one of the flights got cancelled and my pharmacist couldn't make it to work.
That's why you were.
So this weather is causing a havoc.
It is.
So to the travelers, be careful.
Yep.
Expect your flight to be delayed or whatever.
So let's talk about a few things that you can do to get ready for the spring break and with kids and health-wise as well. This video is Radio Rimjam Sunriyap, Gapshapka program hai. Nafisa mere liye aaj hamare saath hai. Nafisa, if people wanted to talk to you personally, because some people don't want to talk on the radio.
Yes.
You have a private number that they can call and talk to you, can they?
Yeah, absolutely. Then call me at 604-867-1000. And Sushmaji, I am actually going to now have a day where they can come and see me at Fraser Street.
Okay.
So I will always be available. They can book an appointment and I will meet them at Fraser Street for anything. If they want to talk about their health, be it diabetes, be it blood pressure, they want to come and do a blood test with me, we can do all those things.
Oh, fantastic, Nafisa. This is great. People have been waiting to see you. I mean, I know that you'd gone through your health issues as well.
Yeah.
But now you're doing better.
I'm doing much better. And you know what? I miss not being able to be there for these patients because I've known them for a long time.
Yes.
So one of the things I'm going to do is if people want to see me,
yes,
I will make myself available to them at Fraser and 43rd.
So now the address is 5990
Fraser Street.
Fraser Street, okay. 5990 Fraser Street. We should be celebrating your second anniversary.
Yes. Inshallah, we will do that, right, yes. Sushmaji? Yes, you'll come will. And we'll have a nice small party.
We'll have a lovely party. And, yes. And we'll get the samosas from McMosa.
Oh, they're delicious.
Okay, so let's talk about what parents should take with them if they're going on a holiday.
Okay.
With their family.
Okay, so number one, I'm going to say to everybody, make sure you have travel insurance, please. Because people don't realize, especially when they go to the U.S., you can get sick even with a small infection, right?
That's right.
It's 12, but I had one of my staff went. Yes. He got sick. Yes. He had an infection. He went there to the hospital. $1,200 later.
Wow.
They gave him an antibiotic.
$1,200.
Yeah. So, you know what I recommend is people always have insurance, especially when they're traveling. Some people have credit cards which will cover them, but they should check. I think insurance is number one, like for people to have. Mm. Number two, I think people...
Can I interrupt and ask you? So insurance, what are the costs of insurance? Maybe it's too expensive and people can't buy insurance and that's why they don't buy it.
No, Sushmaji, to be honest, we've always gotten insurance. I have insurance from my third party, which covers my travel. But because I have so many... existing conditions, I always get a secondary insurance.
Okay.
So we always go to BCAA. I'm not promoting them, but it's just easy for me.
Yeah.
We do 1 year so that when we cross the border, even for a day, we're covered.
Oh, okay.
So we just do a full year.
Yeah.
And they cover a trip for a maximum of 30 days. Yeah. Anything longer than 30 days, you have to let them know.
Yeah.
But they do cover up to 30 days.
Wow.
Right? And you just pay for the whole year, then you don't have to worry about it.
Right. Okay, so it's not that expensive.
It isn't that expensive. Okay. It gets expensive if you've had a heart attack.
Yeah.
You've got stent put in. You've got like major health issues and you're older.
Hmm.
So when you're over 70, I have to be honest, insurance is almost, you have to think, do I really want, it's like $3,000-$4,000.
Hmm.
And your ticket is that much.
Hmm.
So that's when you have to really
think. Well, I just went last year and I only paid $187.
But you have no heart conditions.
No,
you have none of those things, right?
No,
and
no.
Otherwise, you're completely healthy.
That's right. I did tell them that I had my knees done.
Yeah.
So, and that was it.
No, once, like for my dad, for instance, his insurance was more than $2,000.
Wow, wow. Yeah. Okay, all right. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you are healthy and you know.
Yeah, then it's not that expensive.
No. And you've got your children, you should get insurance.
It's 100%. Best to do that.
Yeah, okay.
So get an insurance policy. Number two, make sure that, you know, your kids have all their vaccines. I think it's really important that you at least get, if there's a series of two vaccines, like A and B, at least get one done before you leave.
Okay, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's one recommendation. Another one is, you know, figure out, okay, if you have a child that always gets a ear infection, maybe talk to your doctor. Mm. Take something with you, right? Make sure that you have a little kit that you take with you, you know, with the basics, Tylenol, you know, some Band-Aids, those types of things. So create like a travel kit and take with you so that you're not like spending a lot of money.
Okay, now travel kit, that's a very good idea. We've got two callers on the line. Travel kit mein aap sare Tylenol, Advil,
whatever is needed, the gauze, the bandages. Bandages. Yeah.
Okay. Line one, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. My question may be out of context. Not really out of context, but do we get dental too? You know, like to get some dental work done in Canada, it's more than the airline ticket, right? So I know it's all health, but do you have anything covering dental, like overseas? For example, if I go to India and get my teeth done or some other country, like whatever, so dental is not included, right?
No, dental currently is not for the younger age group. It's only for the older age group that the NDP government is rolling out.
I think that for that you have to wait.
Yeah.
And it's a 3 month, 6 month period wait that you can get. Yeah. Over 70. Does that answer your question, caller? He's hung up. Line four, go ahead.
Hi. So I have insurance covered from my work.
Okay.
Like from Pacific Blue Cross. Should I still buy insurance?
So
I'm covered.
You're covered. And does the Pacific Blue Cross, just double check that it covers your travel portion as well.
Yeah, they do cover. So do I still have to buy or I don't have to?
No, if you have it, that's fine. I personally like to, like, because I have some chronic conditions, so I like to make sure that I double protect myself. But in your case, you don't need to. Just ensure and it's covered.
My second question is extended covered, benefit covers shingles vaccine?
Most of the extended plans do cover shingles vaccine.
So how much, like if I'm covered, how much do I have to still pay?
It really depends on your coverage. I'd be happy to answer that for you when I'm in the pharmacy, or just call the pharmacy, give your care card number, your insurance information, and they can tell you.
Maybe I should come to your pharmacy on Fraser, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we'd be happy to tell you how much it will be.
And you do all the blood work too there?
We don't do blood work, but we have access to all your blood work on the lab sites, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Take care.
Thank you, caller. We still have 3 minutes. If anybody else wants to ask a question, if he says here, 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863.
Okay.
So you said two things. Get a pack ready for, you know. And then number three?
So the insurance, the travel kit.
Yes.
And then just being vigilant wherever you go, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to areas like Mexico, then I want people to be cautious. They don't eat just everything and anything. Anything you can peel, you can eat.
Yeah.
What you can't peel, you cannot eat.
Okay.
And watermelons. Just a quick reminder, watermelons are usually pumped with local water. Oh. Please, I know they look really delicious.
Yes,
but don't have watermelons if you're going to parts of the world where water is not safe.
This is another topic that we should talk about, which is that, you know, all of us have all different, like yesterday, day before yesterday, I was interviewing a woman whose interview is coming up this coming Sunday. And she's been to all the 7 continents of the world.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's wonderful.
I'm so jealous.
Me too.
And she said that, you know, different parts of the world, all different parts have got different bacteria.
Yes, absolutely.
Which does not, you know, we don't have them here. So when we go to, say, for example, India or Mexico or even England, we get a little upset stomach. It's because we're getting their bacteria into our body.
Yes, yeah, correct.
And the same for them when they come over here. Yeah. The very first time you come to Canada, you feel a little sick. And it's not a country that is dirty or filthy or anything like that. It's just that the bacteria here is different from the bacteria that we are used to.
Absolutely, yeah. So and we're not used to it. So we have to take more precautions when we go away. Eat things that are cooked, boiled. Like if you're going to eat fresh fruits, then make sure you peel them.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I love to eat the fruits.
Right. But you know.
But we have to be very cautious and careful. And that's what I want people to be very vigilant and have a wonderful and safe trip. But, you know, look after yourself and look after your health. Because the last thing you want to do is get sick in another country.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And God forbid you've forgotten to take your insurance. And
oh,
that's
man,
it
can be very expensive, especially if you end up in a U.S. country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the other thing, Sushmaji, which I wanted to talk about today, but we never got around to it, was actually Ramadan.
Oh, yes.
Because it's starting on Sunday. And,
is it?
Yeah, next Sunday.
Okay.
Now, just a word of caution. I just want people that are fasting to please make sure they talk to their doctors and adjust their medications.
Oh.
And if they need to talk to me,
yes,
I am available.
Okay.
They can give me a call, 604-867-1000.
Yes.
It worries me, Sushmaji, because Ramadan is around the corner. And people wait till the very last day to say, okay, now I'm still going to take the same amount of insulin, but I'm not going to eat all day.
Oh, my God. No, that's not
so
right, is it?
So please make sure you talk to your doctors.
Yeah, before you get into the season of Ramadan.
Yeah.
And that's going to go on till April the 9th.
Yes, yes.
Holy mackerel.
And I wish everyone Ramadan Mubarak.
So Ramadan Mubarak to everybody. Nafisa, as always, thank you so very much for coming to the studios. And
you're most welcome,
Sushma. All the things that you have put in
your
eyes and in your heart, and take them all with Nafisa next month. But stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with DJ Flight right here on Spice Radio. And your requests with Nutan on Radio Rimjim. Kal, hum aapki mulaqat Sunny and Nidhi Bhinder se karwayenge. So, no more cuts into in our, you know, interest rate. We were hoping that there would be a cut, but there isn't going to be.
They've kept it the same.
They've kept it the same. So we'll find out why.
All
and
right.
We'll do that tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with DJ Flight right here on Spice Radio. Minutes.